There were so many people who proved me wrong and who actually made me believe in myself. And I think if I would have not met those people, including you, I would have felt very lost.
This is the Beneath the Surface podcast. We are your hosts, Michelle and Julius, and we are here to help you unlock your true potential. Learn from our failures and successes and start understanding what it takes to grow a successful business around your passions.
We are a creative couple originally from different countries who were both able to build online businesses by doing what we love: photography, online marketing, and travel.
Let's dive beneath the surface, become better versions of ourselves, and find success in life. Before this episode begins, remember that there is a video version of this podcast available on YouTube. So head to our YouTube channel, Beneath the Surface Podcast, to watch the video version. Welcome to this week's episode of the Beneath the Surface Podcast. We are your hosts, Julius and
Michelle.
Welcome. This week's episode is going to be about entrepreneurship, how it has affected our lives, and maybe also a bit about the negative side to entrepreneurship, because it definitely hasn't been only sunshine and roses for us. We have both felt quite lonely at times throughout the process, probably me a bit more than Michelle, and we're both going to share our experiences openly here in the podcast. So let's begin.
Yeah, so I think I was a bit more lucky and a bit less extreme than you were. First off, when you were starting, of course, like, you didn't know anyone who was being an entrepreneur. But when I started entrepreneurship and building my business, I was already in a relationship with you. So I definitely had a lot of support, especially mental support, because every entrepreneur knows that times can be tough every now and then. And the friends that you grew up with might not really understand or relate to the problems or issues that you face. So it's definitely a very important factor that you have someone who does understand and who did something similar.
Yeah, and it hasn't been that long. I still remember very clearly the days when I started myself. But I would say for me, it happened less systematically. For me, it was, I don't want to say it was an accident that I became an entrepreneur, but it was definitely something that I never really imagined myself doing. Same probably with you. You probably didn't think that, hey, I'm going to become an entrepreneur a few years ago.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
Same with me. I've been doing this now, well, officially with the business only for like 2.5 years, 3 years-ish. But photography and everything related to social media, I've been doing already for 5 years. So 5 years ago when I started, I remember that a lot of people around me thought that it was really weird and funny that this kid constantly just takes images and edits them, and that's sort of like an awkward, weird hobby. I didn't have a lot of support back then to anything that I was doing. I was doing everything alone. I was going to photograph alone, and I also edited photos alone. And when I started basically the business side of things, I did all of that alone as well. So I never had anyone up until like 2 years into doing it. Like, yeah, 2 years into doing everything, then I finally met some like-minded people, and that was basically what sort of saved me, so to say, because it was really, really, really tough at times being in high school. And then basically immediately when I got home from school, I focused on photography, editing, and business-related things. And I also did it in school sometimes. So I never was really present with my friends. I never really went out. I was constantly just doing everything by myself, and I didn't realize how much of an effect that sort of had on me. Negative effect.
I think it's like mentally health, or like, it's really important to stay mentally healthy and mentally strong to actually get to know like-minded people and people who can relate to you, because you definitely, it's so tough to be an entrepreneur that you definitely need someone to talk to and someone that understands you. But you didn't really have that many people back then.
No, I had zero people. And the first time I met some like-minded people was when I spontaneously joined a trip to Bali, met some really incredible people who did the exact same thing. Suddenly photography and editing wasn't awkward anymore or weird. It was the coolest thing in the world. Everyone loved it, and it was this like hype that everyone wanted to do it. And when we got a good shot, everyone was like, oh, like, it was such a different world. And that made me realize that maybe the people who I had or who I hanged out in school just weren't sort of the people who can help me feel better about myself and about the things that I was doing. And this doesn't mean that I didn't enjoy hanging out with these friends. I really, really, really love friends who don't do anything similar to what I do.
Absolutely. And that has nothing to do with
But when we're talking about entrepreneurship and your own passions, you usually want to surround yourself with people who think that the things that you're doing are cool and who support you. And when you don't have those, it can feel very, very lonely and it can sort of crush you over time. And especially when I started moving more towards the business side of like selling my products and like making sort of a bigger deal out of social media, that's when I started realizing like, this is tough alone.
Yeah, I think I wouldn't be where I am today without getting to know like-minded people, without people actually showing me that there's so much more in this world and that you can achieve what I wanted to achieve. Because back then, everybody told me it's too risky, or like photography and editing is not a real job and I need to go study and all of that. But then there were so many people who proved me wrong and who actually made me believe in myself. And I think if I would have not met those people, including you, I would have felt very lost.
Yeah, and most likely would have never started doing the things that you now are doing. Because I remember when we met, you were still very sort of questionable towards social media and everything.
So much, yeah.
In a way that you were like, no, but I don't think that can really lead anything for me. It's too risky, blah, blah, blah. But look at you now. Now you're doing it and it's not easy, but you wouldn't change it for anything.
Definitely wouldn't.
And I think the hardest part about it is when the people around you, the friends that you have already, like don't believe in what you are doing. Because I remember thinking, having these thoughts of like, what do my friends think of me when I start doing this? Of like, what if some of my friends see my stories, or what if some of the people in my school see the stuff that I put on social media? I sort of felt awkward about that. And sometimes that was limiting me. And those type of thoughts are quite common. I've heard it from many, many people that they
everybody,
have similar thoughts.
Everybody has that issue, I believe.
Yeah. But I guess I was just so passionate about like the thing that at some point that like, how do you say it? Like I stopped sort of caring what other people thought about what I was doing when I realized that the things that I'm doing are cool, like in some people's eyes. And I clearly had a lot of eyes on my account and a lot of support on social media, but you don't really realize it until you actually meet those people who support you in real life. And that's really important to have them in real life and not only on social media, because you can have hundreds of thousands of followers, but if you have zero real life friends who do the same things as you, you feel sort of that you don't really belong in this world, sort of.
Yeah, and I can totally relate to you and everything you say. I agree. We're completely on the same page with that. And to go back to being lonely as an entrepreneur, I also think that we sort of, not purposely, or sort of subconsciously exclude others out of our lives because we're so focused on our passion and on our work.
And especially now during the pandemic, it's been really hard to stay in contact with people in general. And yeah, we have just sort of focused on our project, our podcast, our careers, our this and that. And we just take time for each other, but not really then like for other people. And this has definitely affected us this year a lot. We have both realized how important it is to hang out with friends and how important it is to just in general meet up with people. Like every time some of you friends have been over here, I've felt like so much more energetic immediately. Like people crave for
nice
that social
balance.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if they're interested in the same stuff as you, the people you hang out with, as long as they make you feel good. And I miss that a lot, of just normally meeting up with people, normally traveling with people, because that is where I got the most energy to focus on my job and focus on being an entrepreneur. Because when you get that excitement from others as well towards the things you're doing, it just pushes you in a completely different way. I think the most growth happens when you can surround yourself with those people. And I remember in Bali, when everyone was supporting each other and everyone was helping each other with their like things, when it came to videography or photography, people were showing images to each other and like teaching skills to each other. I remember some people like watching when I was editing in Photoshop, and then I looked when other people were photographing. It was like this mutual, constant learning and supportive sort of environment that really pushes you to become better. And
yeah, it's very valuable.
Yeah.
Right now, sort of the pandemic stopped everything.
Yeah.
That it's not possible.
That's true.
Like for us, it's even harder because during the pandemic, or not only during the pandemic, basically at any point, we work from home. We don't really go to work, see people there, socialize there. We work from home, and the only time we're socializing with people is actually meeting up with them. And right now you can't meet up with in groups, you can't do anything. So that also caused a lot of loneliness, and we can be really lucky that we're together in that time.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I haven't felt lonely because we are together pretty much all the time. It like comparing the life that we are living now to when I started, I feel way better now than I did back then, because
yeah,
you have that other person. We can discuss about these things constantly to each other because we are interested in the same things. But yeah, still, you sort of need those friends and just like the support around you from someone else than the person you're living with. Yeah, so I want to go quickly back to 2017. So what I was doing, I was editing on my brother's PC every single day until I made a little bit of money from social media to be able to buy my own laptop. And then my dad built me this mini office to our storage house, or what do you call that? I don't know. I always say it's storage house. This sounds like such a stupid word, but I think that's what it is. Yeah. Okay. So my dad built me for that. I paid like 500 euros for the materials. And there's a whole episode about my journey on the Beneath the Surface podcast YouTube channel and also on Spotify and other platforms if you want to listen to that. But shortly, what happened was that I was so invested into everything related to my stuff, photography, editing, that I didn't do anything else than sit in that mini office, often 16 plus hours a day. On the summer holidays, there wasn't a holiday. It was literally just waking up every single morning, super, super early. I went to the office. Sometimes I didn't even come out from there. I forgot to eat. I forgot to exercise. I was doing everything as unhealthy as a person could be. And I remember crying a lot during that time of exhaustion and just like feeling so sort of out of this world, so to say. Like I didn't feel like I belong. I just didn't. Because when you are spending time alone all the time and you don't meet up with anyone and you don't really get the support from the friends or from the people around you, it can get really, really tough. And for me, I chose really badly to isolate myself. I don't recommend that to anyone.
Yeah, that's a very extreme example.
Yeah, but then at the same time, throughout that time, I achieved so much. I don't think I would be where I am right now if I wouldn't have done that, but there's definitely no need to do it as extremely as I did it, because I was basically feeling horrible throughout the way. I wasn't enjoying the process all the time. And that's what nowadays, if I think about entrepreneurship, the only thing that should matter is that you enjoy the things that you are doing. And and again, that doesn't mean that you are not allowed to feel bad sometimes about things you're doing or about your life. But in general, just like you should enjoy the process. It shouldn't be like sort of super unenjoyable thing all the time.
Yeah, because that's definitely not what entrepreneurship is about. I think to be an entrepreneur, you really need that motivation. And without that, like how will you be able to push through all the negative things that come with entrepreneurship if there isn't like a real motivation and passion behind it?
Yeah. And for the type of stuff that we're doing, it's photography. It's it's about one person. It's not like a big company where you are sort of like leading other people. This is not entrepreneurship for us. Our entrepreneurship is very much us as sole people working on something and like building sort of this company, but it's only you. So it's very easy to sort of fall into that pit of doing everything by yourself. And I sort of took that to an extreme, and I wouldn't say I regret it, but definitely looking back to it, it was super unhealthy and not good for my mental health. And I needed something or someone to sort of get me out of that, and I thankfully got the help. But you can listen more about the journey on the episode where I talk about how did I go from nothing to where I am right now. There's also an episode about Michelle separately as well, like how did she start everything and how has she gotten to the point where she is now. So those episodes can be found on YouTube and from other platforms as well.
Yeah, and to switch back to the topic again, as we said, entrepreneurship comes with a lot of bad and a lot of negative sides to it, and you should be aware of both of them, and you should also know exactly if you're willing to take those sacrifices.
Yeah, the sacrifices I personally had to make was about like things like studying. Do I want to study or do I want to do what I was doing full time? And I feel like I was lucky in a sense that I was so young and I already had achieved at like the age of 18 quite a bit. And with quite a bit, I mean that I was making more from my like working on my passion than I could from the jobs that I was thinking of maybe doing in the future. So the sacrifice I made and the risk I took was that I'm just going to dive deep into entrepreneurship and my own things, and I didn't go to school. And I remember so many people telling me that this is such a risky move, and what if, but in my opinion, there's no what if, there's only that one thing. This is the only thing I personally know that I love doing, so I'm going to put everything that I have into this thing, and either it works out or it doesn't. And I have been really, really, really lucky that it did work out. But I wouldn't recommend anyone to do like super uncalculated risks. Like, okay, I don't make any money, but I'm still going to drop out of university right now. And maybe something comes out of this. Like, I don't think this is the best way to do it. I know a lot of people who have done it like this as well, but not knowing anything about the future and just dropping on like top of nothing is a bit too risky, because the reality is that not everyone makes it.
Yeah, these should definitely be calculated risks, and you sort of need to have some sort of vision already what you want to achieve.
And then another sacrifice a lot of entrepreneurs have to make is the people they hang around with. I purposely had to distance myself from some people because I realized that these people don't really lift my energy in any type of way. Mm. And I constantly felt like, okay, when I'm around these people, then I feel like a bit like, okay, I don't get any sort of support, I don't feel welcome, and so on. And I think a lot of people hang out with these type of people without realizing how bad it can be for their mental health.
For me, it wasn't really a decision I made. I think it just happened naturally, because I sort of learned, like, I changed completely about my mindset and my point of views and my passions and everything. So that's how it naturally happens, that I enjoyed spending time more with certain friends and less with others. And I don't know, I think it's just a process that happens along the way.
Yeah, I guess that's a better way to put it, that it happens naturally. I don't think I either made like conscious choice, okay, I'm not gonna spend time with these people anymore. But it's just that you realize that, okay, I think that's a better way to put it, yes, because I don't think I either made like a conscious choice of like, hey, I'm not going to hang out with these people anymore because they're not good for me. It just happened sort of naturally, because you grow as a person and you realize more that, okay, this is not what I need in my life.
Yeah. And I think the biggest sacrifice for me, or rather the biggest negative side of entrepreneurship, is all the pressure that I need to live with daily. It's like, it's so much pressure. And I think I usually tend to overthink either way. So I'm thinking about the future. Julius is thinking about like the future in like 2 years. I'm thinking about the future in like 50 years. So that's also a big difference. And yeah, that definitely scares me. And also there are still people around in my environment that doubt me and are not afraid to share those doubts daily with me, although I don't really want to hear them. And that definitely affects me as an entrepreneur. I'm just human too.
I tend to think about entrepreneurship in a way that it's very important to try to focus on now and get as much done now as you can, especially in the industry that we are, that is constantly like changing and shifting so much, that I'm more so thinking like, what can I do within the next few years? And then I sort of want to stress about the far, far future later, because I know if I now put the time as a young person at 21 years old, to these type of things, as much as I can put time into it, I'm sure that I can total leverage out of that, because the skill sets I'm able to build when I'm young and sort of the amount of stuff that you accumulate over the years, it's sort of a massive advantage for the far, far future.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with you, and I shouldn't think that far, but that's just how I've always been.
I think in the beginning, my biggest fear was just that, what if the people who doubt me are right? Like, what if I'm not able to make it? There have been times when I've actually felt like, okay, like I'm not enough. I don't have the strength to like push through and sort of continue working on my passions, because it's so much to handle. But immediately when I got help from other people and I started outsourcing tasks and sort of thought about my business more than just me handling everything, and then everything got like so much easier, and it has been way more enjoyable since then. And this is, I'm talking now about like years and years of development inside the business. But still, it's a very, very hard journey, because you have to sort of constantly be online. You have to constantly stay on track with all the new trends that are happening, use all the new features. And when there's something new on the industry, you immediately sort of have to know about it. Or if you don't know about it, you will definitely hear about it. And then there's a lot of FOMO, there's a lot of stress, and it's most of the time unnecessary. And I've purposely tried to distance myself nowadays a bit from that, because I've realized that sometimes I've let myself go into that state of like, everyone is doing this, I should probably do this now as well, blah, blah, blah. And now, like recently, I haven't had that anymore, because I've distanced myself from it. And I feel like I've been able to live a way healthier life mentally, because I haven't sort of stressed myself off those things.
Yeah, agreed. It's definitely like even watching the news every single day, like a lot of people do that. And I mean, it's good to stay on track what happens in the world, yes. But nowadays, there's so many negative news in the TV. Like when I'm visiting my family's place and the TV is on, I hear Corona immediately. Like there's no second where they don't talk about Corona. And yes, it's like really bad what's happening and you should be aware of it. But constantly bombing your mind with all those negative news don't really bring you personally further in life.
No. I feel like a lot of people are addicted to the negativity nowadays in like a bad way, that they like want to hear all the bad stuff that is happening. And then they like constantly check and they tell their friends, did you hear today what happened here? And did you hear this and that? I haven't done that in 5 years. Or even more, I think it has been 7 years since I've actively followed the news. And the reason why I don't do it is because I know that if there is something worth of knowing happening, I will hear about it from somewhere. I don't need to follow the news constantly to be on track. If there's things like the pandemic going on, I will definitely hear about it through other sources than checking news medias every single morning for half an hour.
Oh wait, what pandemic?
Oh, exactly. Yeah, we don't know what this is.
But yeah, I think to come back to the actual topic again, the biggest advice that I would give someone who wants to become an entrepreneur is finding people who are doing something similar, just so you can share your journey with them, maybe also learn from them. And just having someone by your side who understands is a huge relief.
And I think the best way to do this nowadays is through social media, just simply messaging people online. If you are someone who is a creative person, photographer, whatever, if you want to do something creative within your life, the best way to get in contact with these like-minded people is through social media. And a lot of the friends I nowadays have and the friendships that I have started like this, of just randomly messaging. And I personally think, especially for people who grew up like me in a small town surrounded by nothingness, it's really important to sort of reach out of that bubble and try to find friendships elsewhere as well. And not only like be limited to the people like on 30-kilometer radius or something. Like me meeting people worldwide has opened my mind about the world and about what's possible way more than I could have ever even imagined if I would have stayed inside that small bubble.
I totally agree with you. Yeah. There is nothing more to add. That definitely helped a lot, getting to know people online and also all around the world, just getting different point of views and perspectives.
Yeah, and I think nowadays the absolute best thing is that we have each other.
Yeah.
Just us sharing, like even the fact when we like suddenly are like, hey, like let's go to the forest. Like
we should go soon.
I'll tell a backstory quick for it. But I think the absolute best thing right now and lately has been just having each other, like having the same passions. It's so valuable in a relationship. And I've come to realize that so many times throughout the past few years, like even the fact that we both love photography so much that we decide at like 9 in the evening randomly, like, hey, let's go to a forest. Maybe we'll see some wild animals. And we take our cameras and we sort of do it together. And I think that's so, so cool. And same applies to all the business stuff. Same applies to everything social media related. We constantly have each other. We can ask questions. We can ask for opinions and we're invested into it. And it can also be a bit too much every now and then, but also it's like a huge gift. And I think that is something that has helped both of us to get through this like pandemic way easier than if we would have to do it alone. If I would now think that I would have had to go through the pandemic alone, like I was in 2017 and 2018, I think I would be very, very miserable.
We would both need therapy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely a blessing to be in a relationship with someone who can understand you so much and who also shares the same passions and interests. Because like basically with any idea that I would come up now, you would probably be down to do with me. And yeah, I'm thankful.
I think one thing that we didn't talk about yet is the financial sort of stress and the sort of money side of things, because I feel like that's also something that pressures people a lot, because especially the stuff we do, we never know what our paycheck is going to be. There's no guarantee of that. And that's when I understand the point of security, because as an entrepreneur, you don't have that. There's zero security. You could be that 1 month you make a lot of money and the next month you don't make anything. And when you start building a business, you sort of need to be aware of that, and you will notice that it's going to be a roller coaster. And the only way that it's going to balance that roller coaster is trying to figure out ways how you can sort of automate things, how you can build passive income. And I'm now talking about our industry, because on our industry, it's very, very sort of hard, especially since it is about you and your skills. You have to constantly be on top of everything.
On track. On top of the game.
And I personally had those months when I've realized that, like, okay, like last month I didn't do much, and it definitely shows on the paycheck as well. And then you realize that, like, this is sort of a lifelong journey that you have signed yourself up for. And if you want to get results, you can't lay on bed or lay on the sofa doing nothing. There's no true.
You can,
but
just not every day.
Yeah, but you most likely won't get results by doing nothing. I sort of, only thing that I think would be better by having a day job of like it would first off bring more structure to life, and also it would be so much easier to separate work and the free time.
Yeah, that's true.
I love our office, but at the same time, our bedroom is like 3 meters that way. Our living room is 5 meters that way. So like, it's really hard to distance yourself from it because the mindset is like, okay, it's only one thing. I'm quickly going to go to it. But if you actually have to go somewhere to work, that's completely different. Then home is the place where you relax. Home is the place where you like just do the things that you love doing. For example, playing video games or watching TV or whatever it is. But for us, it's sort of all in the same bubble. And that has definitely sometimes also been a bit hard. But maybe in the future, it would be worth it to move everything into an office, actual office space.
Yeah, that could definitely be a goal for the future. But it also has, again, like advantages if we want to do something spontaneously or even like if you want to game, then you would have need to have 2 PCs and everything.
Yeah. But I think it's more about the feeling of actually going to work because every human sort of needs that separation. And when you don't have that separation, it can get a bit confusing. But I've sort of spent my whole life on computers. So for me, it's not really that new. I always sort of gamed. I always did things on the computer growing up. So this is just how life has always been for me. For you, it's been a bit different.
Yeah. Yeah. But I got used to it. And I mean, I love sitting on my PC working on the stuff that I'm passionate about. So no complaints.
So being an entrepreneur is definitely not always easy, but we wouldn't change it for anything. We love every second of it. Every second, maybe not, but still.
That's a stretch, but
it's still a lot of fun. It has changed our lives upside down, and there's still so many things we need to get better with. And we are pretty new to this thing. You've only been doing this for like how long?
1.5 years.
Yeah, and I have been doing it by actually having a business and doing it sort of professionally. I've been doing it for 2.5-3 years. So we are like babies when it comes to being entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
But yeah, we have already noticed sort of the hardships and the fruits of being an entrepreneur. So I think that wraps up this week's episode. Thank you for listening and watching. If you are on YouTube, consider subscribing to the channel and like the video and share your comments and thoughts down below. Especially if you sort of have had these similar thoughts about entrepreneurship, we would love to hear.
Yeah. Okay. So thanks for listening. Have a great day.
This is the Beneath the Surface Podcast.